from the gospel. Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy and most blessed feast of Holy Pentecost. What a great day we celebrate today. And as I reflect on the celebration of this feast in past years, I can't help but recall with thanksgiving 23 years ago when our church temple was opened for the first time. It was the Feast of Pentecost. So we thank God for our 23 years together in this beautiful temple that he has provided for this congregation. On that day, it was very, very windy. And if you know that service that we do for the opening of the doors, we start outside. And wow, did we feel the wind that day. It was blowing our books. And at first I was a little taken back, like, wow, Lord, I wish we'd had a nicer day. And then I put the connection together with Pentecost. Wind. God's giving us a sign, his blessing. Today, it's rain. It's rain. And again, I'm slow to get it. I get up and I think, oh, rain on Pentecost. I wish we had a little nicer day. And then I begin thinking, well, of course, Lord, rain, water, living water. That's one of the great themes of this day. The Lord is giving us another sign. He's with us. That gospel I just read as the text, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He spoke this about the Spirit. That's what's appointed, the gospel for this Sunday. And so we are to understand the Holy Spirit in different ways, wind, fire, water. On the water theme, I can't also help but think about the story in the same Gospel of John, as was our Gospel appointed. But it's in John 4. And remember the story, Jesus is at the woman at the well in Samaria. Saint Fortini, we know her name. And he speaks to her about this gift of living water. What did he say there? Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is speaking to you, give me this drink." That's what she had said. "You would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The water that I shall give him shall become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Back to today's gospel. "If anyone thirsts, let him come and drink." That woman at Samaria that he met, Saint Fortini, she was thirsting. She went to that well, middle of the day, alone, probably because she was an outcast among her people. She was alone. As we read about her in that chapter, our Lord asked her, "Go and call your husband." And she says, "I have no husband, sir." And he said, "You say right, you've had five husbands. The man you're with is not your husband." We don't know the details of Saint Fortini's life prior to that, only what is recorded. But we can imagine this wounded woman from the five husbands and all the story that only God knew and she knew. The Lord is there not to condemn her. The Lord is there to meet her, to offer her living water, to change and transform her life, which is exactly what he did. That's our great Lord. That's our great Lord's love. This woman, we can know, had this inner thirst. And so to her, he gives this great prophecy about the gift of the Spirit that we celebrate its coming today on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost. Pentecost. That Pentecost Sunday, 50 days after our Lord's resurrection, 10 days after his ascension, when he had told his disciples, go prepare yourself for what is coming, this wonderful promise, this gift of the Spirit. And so they obeyed and they did, seeking to prepare themselves, and God did not disappoint them, but came. Came in a mighty way. It was told in the book of Acts that was read today. Tongues of fire upon them, commissioning them to go into all the world. And so they began that day preaching the good news of Christ. Saint Simeon, the new theologian, I have read his writings, especially because he says so much about the Holy Spirit. I read his writings this week in preparation for this sermon. And one of the hymns I put in the e-bulletin for this week, read it carefully, slowly, ponder it. I have. He says, none of the ancient saints were deemed worthy of this grace. None of the ancient saints were deemed worthy of this grace. That doesn't mean the Holy Spirit wasn't working prior to the day of Pentecost. Oh, no. The Holy Spirit has been from eternity with the Father and the Son, the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit was working in creation. The working of the Holy Spirit is seen in the Old Covenant, also in many mighty acts, including miracles and even raising the dead through the prophets. And all of the wonders that you see in the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit was working. He was speaking also through the prophets, God's word to us. But Saint Simeon goes on to say, that's not to be compared with what ultimately happened on Pentecost, where he essentially united himself to us. He did that, of course, in the incarnation with our Lord Jesus Christ. God fully in a human person when God became flesh. But now he unites himself, St. Simeon says, to all believers, to all believers. That's an essential union, God inside. You look up in the dome of our church, it tells the salvation story of our faith, starting with the Annunciation and going through the life of Christ and his ultimately to his his baptism, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension, and the end point is Pentecost, the culmination of that great salvation story, the gift of God. Ultimate, that we receive, where he's essentially now uniting himself with us as he was in the Son of God made flesh, because we're his body. And when we've been joined to him in holy baptism, as we just sang, he who is baptized into Christ has put on Christ. And as we say, not just in the baptism service, but the chrismation service that immediately follows, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. That gift we have received, unlike anything that ever happened before. What a treasure, what a wonder that we sing about today with profound thanksgiving and praise to God. What are the practical effects? Fishermen, and fearful fishermen at that, made wise and made bold. We see that with St. Peter speaking on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people who had murdered Christ, now become believers and are baptized and part of him. They're changed people. We see that in now they go out from Pentecost and they fish the universe. Our icon of Pentecost shows this figure in this darkness. That's cosmos. That's the world waiting in darkness for the light of Christ on those scrolls, that good news to be given to all the world. And that's what those holy apostles actually did. Before them, Saint Fotini, back to her, this changed, wounded woman. Wow, what she became. She is known to us as an equal to the apostles. Another way of saying it, she was an apostle to the apostles because she spoke to them about Christ. And what she spoke also to her family. They were converted. She spoke to her Samaritan neighbors. They were converted. Later, Saint Fotini goes to Rome itself and witnesses to Christ to the wicked emperor Nero, who ultimately had her martyred. This once lonely, wounded woman transformed, just like those apostles. Saint Simeon the New Theologian says, as the Spirit works in us, also our sinful passions lose their grip on us. And Saint Simeon says, he uses a phrase repeatedly, little by little, little by little. Here's a quote. When the Holy Spirit shines in us, all things of the passions are banished, like darkness is banished by light. Little by little, you shone your divine light to me. You guard me unharmed, sheltering me with your light. That's an experience of the very intimacy, closeness with God on a deep personal level. I pray you have a memory of that in your life. If you've been baptized and chrismated, you have received it. But maybe you don't feel it right now. Saint Simeon, the New Theologian, goes on to say very realistically, when he reduces his rays, we are again struck by passions and wicked thoughts. When I often stumble, sinning by the hour, when I am arrogant, when I anger you, I beg your compassionate education, my Christ. Hearken to my groans. You accept my tears. You want to look upon my humility. When I have committed unpardonable sins, my Christ, like a rising star, you enlighten yourself little by little. You open the mind of your servant to see, little by little. You are seen more like the sun when the darkness flees and disappears. What he's describing is the renewal that God continually offers to us, even when we turn our way from him little by little, and then sometimes even in big ways. We enter not into a place of light, we enter slowly into a place of darkness again. But even in a dark night, there is a star, and that star is God, witnessing to us if we refocus our life back on him. That star grows brighter and brighter and becomes again sunrise in our life and in our heart. It is a process of repentance. And so we say in the wonderful prayer of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art in all places, fill us all things, treasury of good things, giver of life, come, abide in us, and what does it say? Cleanse us. Cleanse us. We need cleansing from every stain. Save our souls. And oh, he comes. He wants to come again and again to us. You may see that experience like that little by little. But as we keep turning our hearts, little by little, his brightness again begins to fill us. I think of St. Simeon, I think of St. Silouan, the great St. Silouan of Athos, and he describes as a paradigm the Christian life as first we have received this gift, this awesome gift of God. And you think about how many times as a new and early Christian, you are filled with that grace of God, that love of God, that faith in God. You feel him, you know him, he speaks to you. It's wondrous. And then time passes. And maybe you don't have that. St. Silouan said, the paradigm of the Christian life is to recapture what God has given to us. And in his own life, he did that by his own faithfulness and repentance and prayer. And then at God so choosing, wondrously, he experienced again that grace and wonder of God, that gift in all of its freshness and newness. We may at times feel when we don't feel close to God, God has abandoned me, God has turned away from me, God doesn't care about me. No. It's us that have kind of moved our focus and life away from the Lord. The call is back to repentance. That's why Jesus in the Matins Gospel, from the Gospel of John, when he breathed on his disciples, he said, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in the upper room after his resurrection. What did he immediately say after that? If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. In other words, the Spirit, repentance, forgiveness, the renewal, that's what comes together. And then it ends up again. St. Simeon, the new theologian, says, this renewal, then again I am wholly estranged from all the things of the earth, singing praises, my God, perceiving full well the strange transformation in myself that you have snatched away sorrow, you've snatched me away from the world, and have mysteriously united with me. That is God's gift. That's God's promise. That's what keeps us going and keeps us very encouraged and strengthened and comforted as we walk our Christian life. There's an asceticism to all of this. And so we'll have today our kneeling vespers. We kneel again after Pascha season, not kneeling, we kneel again. We continue our daily walk, our regular walk of daily Bible reading, prayer, focus, refocusing, going to confession. Little by little, though, as we do our part, it's not grin and bear it, but neither is it just relax and God takes care of it all, he's done it all for us. No, we do our part. And then we experience again this renewal and freshness of the Lord, this intimate gift of the Lord, little by little in our life and in our hearts, even as those holy apostles did on this wondrous day that we sing about. Yeah, sing about. Sing. That's also part of our renewal. Sing, like we're here today to sing, to praise God. St. John Chrysostom said, when people are not close to their, immediately physically close to their beloved, they can sing songs about them. And when they sing songs about their beloved, they feel close to their beloved. So as we begin to sing and sing daily about God, sing these wonderful hymns, we feel again his presence, his closeness, his love, his gift. St. Irenaeus, early saint of the second century, said, "The Spirit is in us all. He is the living water that the Lord supplies to those who rightly believe in him and who love him." Jesus stood up and he proclaimed, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." This he said about the Spirit. Happy, most blessed Pentecost to all of you.